Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 214 of the Ant King Frequency. How are you going, Larry?
Is 214 a police code for man down or something? I don't know.
That sounds more like your wheelhouse than mine.
I don't know. It probably isn't. No need to look it up. I must look this up now because I must know.
Well, no, I have to, yeah. A 214 is kidnapping and murder.
That's pretty accurate because I got a ransom note last night saying if I wanted to see my family alive again, I must instead of turning in $1 million of untraceable money, I had to download a free to play game, and that right there sets off a fucking bunch of red flags, and then the more red flags are set off. Well, not only is it free to play, but it's called, how do they put it on their thing? Hold on a second. I believe they call it a battle royale shooter. And for those that don't know, battle royale, mostly known thanks to the uninspired but money-making wondrous, I guess, for the studio and for the author, the Hunger Games. Most people are like, oh, Hunger Games. But there was Battle Royale, the novel, the manga. I've never read the novel.
The
live action films, but the manga. I don't know how they kind of published that because there's certain topics in there, certain subject matter that was like, yeah, for Japan, that's no problem. Like, there's some really horrific stuff that gets published in Japan.
Yeah,
that nobody bats an eye at. I'm like, that's a teenager. Oh no! Am I even allowed to have this comic?
Yeah, you made it on a list. Just reading it.
Tokyo. Maybe that's the reason Tokyo Pop, who published it here in the States, closed down.
Yeah, possibly.
It's hard to say no to Antonio, but it's so easy to say F off, man. I'm not doing that. And then he tells me, "Holy, that's an option. That is an option." It's like, okay. Antonio suffers for this podcast, so I
could. You had every right. I asked you. I didn't demand. Hey, can I give some context here? Okay.
Yes.
So, a couple of weeks ago, my cousins and I were talking about something to play online together because this frequent problem we've had of games we've been getting into, you can't play online anymore because there are no servers. I love Battlefield 1. I've been dreaming of playing Battlefield 1 again. But you can't connect to a server to save your life. Same for Battlefront. Battlefront 2, the Star Wars game we've been playing.
Unless they're doing like one of those like special weekends where like double XP, triple XP, fast respawn.
Even then,
it's hard to. It's like they shot themselves in the foot with that whole loot box thing or whatever. But
I know, but Battlefront 2's never been better since the latest updates and latest definitely, modes. Definitely. It's fantastic. But the problem is, it seems multiplayer games have a lifespan. And due to servers and minimum numbers of people needed to play something, you can't play many of the modes in the game because you can't find 64 players to join at once. So I thought it was time to do something I thought I'd never do, bite the bullet and play one of these free online battle arena ones. So I had the choice of Battlegrounds, Fortnite, and Apex. And Apex looked most similar to the format I'm used to in that it's supposed to be a spin-off of Titanfall 2, a game which both Larry and I very much enjoyed, but with a little bit of this superhero bend to it, not unlike Overwatch. So in my head, it was a multiplayer shooter that was like a cross between Titanfall 2 and Overwatch. So I downloaded it about a week ago and I've played it on and off and I actually enjoy it. I think I'm enjoying it for reasons we'll get into later. But I thought just for the fun of it, because I know he's avoided it like the plague to date, I would get Larry to play an hour of it with me before the show and we could talk about it. So ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Anki Frequency episode 214. Larry plays Apex Legends.
The Ant King of Frequency. The Ant King of Frequency. The Ant King of Frequency. The Ant King of Frequency.
There's a line in The Exorcist from when Pazuzu was possessed, young Reagan McNeil, and is channeling the voice of Damien Karras's dead mother. Damien, why you do this to me? Antonio, why you do this to me? The worst part, knowing that this is tied into Titanfall, that this Borderlands-ish cartoony, well, this person's like this character and this person. Just give me a gun. Give me a robot. Let me kick some ass. No, I got to have, but this character has a grappling hook. And this character's special is to throw a flame wall down. And this, I'm like, and then Antonio's giving me the rundown as we play this. I had to play the tutorial. And because Australia, even though they're insane with the taxation on digital items and even getting physical stuff is marked up by 200% or something crazy like that. Fast internet. Here in the South, 20 megabytes a second, asterisk. It's sometimes down to dial-up speeds, like circa 1997. So it took me like 7 hours to download this. I played the tutorial before I took a nap. I'm like, just get through this. Just get through this. I just wanted to delete the thing. Just the tutorial. I just wanted to delete it. Get rid of it. I felt like I was been doused with radioactive material, and I need to scrub off multiple battle royale shooter. Now, for those who don't realize, battle royale in the novel, the movies, the manga. I'll go by the manga because the one that in the first Battle Royale movie basically is this: group of kids are sent to an island. Islands divided up into sectors. They grab they get random selectmen of weapons. Some get a pistol, some get a knife, some get a nunchucks, whatever. And they're basically most deadliest prey, whatever. The classic novel, people hunting people. That's basically it. Except this is. Oh, there's a poison that'll come up in this area if you're in this area at this certain time. This area, basically herding people to one center area eventually. That area is off limits. This area, it's just like, just give me a gun. Let me just shoot somebody. None of this. Ooh, the ring's closing in. I hate that crap. And then on top of that, I understand, like, starting out bare bones. You're going to jump out of a plane, take some supplies with you. Oh, you want to, your weight restrictions because of parachutes and stuff like that, whatever. Give me a pistol. No, you got to scavenge. Oh, well, guess what? You didn't get nothing this time. Oh, well, better luck. Anybody that likes that, it's like when people say, hey, I like this, or I hate this movie, or I like this movie, I like this game, I hate this game, that kind of thing. It puts, for Antonio to say, like, me and he'll recommend stuff to me, and I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I'll give that a shot, and other times I'm like, hey, thanks man, for the recommendation. Keep walking. And this is one of those things, it is a black mark on Antonio's record. He's recommended this to me. This is a black mark, because like, I have fun. And it's like I'm not going to say giddiness, but the joy Antonio had in his voice is explaining this character does this and this and that. And the only thing I can think of is like being strapped down to a dentist chair. Is it safe? As I'm being drilled into the teeth by Laurence Olivier. I'm like, I think that'd be more fun because at least that's a good movie. This right here. Oh, you're dead. You got shot randomly by some people. Well, just go back to the main menu and do it all over again. And it's like, I'm not getting the fun of this. I did have one moment where it wasn't fun. It was like, die, you son of a bitch. And like, I was enjoying killing someone, and there was no joy out of that other than, you shot me, I kill you. Oh, now I'm dead. Okay, well, let's just call it quits. Let's just record. So to summarize that little segment.
Right.
I hate Battle Royale. I hate Battle Royale as a format. I hate Battle Royale as a game. I hate the fact that everybody and their brother has done Battle Royale. because of PUBG and Hunger Games and all that stuff and Fortnite and all this, all that. I want them to go away. I want them to go away. I mean, well, that means how many people would lose their jobs, Larry? You got, good. The world needs ditch diggers too. Okay. So,
but look, there you go. Before I go further into the game in and of itself, as much as you want to go into it, my reasons for playing it, to quote an officer and a gentleman, is I've got nowhere else to go. The whole reason this format exists is that this freemium format, not premium, freemium format of battle royales is about the only viable, tenable part of the gaming industry at the moment. Why are there still 64 people a game connecting at least every 5 minutes to a new server for this and not for any of the other games we play? With the one exception that we're still playing Overwatch.
It plays upon addiction. And the only reason we play Overwatch is because it's one of the most stable connections we can get.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's one of the things, just like play it, just, you know, BS around. That's about it. Might get one, like, one moment of true joy. Like, something happens, like, oh, that's great. Maybe per game. And that's, like, multiple matches per game, per time we play. And, but most of the time, it's like, well, and I recently, because they have this anniversary event, they may wrap up, who knows? I don't pay attention anymore. But I was playing with my brother, trying to get some loot boxes. And he broke the illusion. The illusion is, you're having fun. That's the illusion with Overwatch. You're having fun.
Yeah.
Just like with that game. Like, if it wasn't for Antonio kind of not necessarily dragging me along, coercing me.
I gave you an option. You agreed.
There's no option. I got, like I've said, he carries the heavy burden of putting.
I'm pulling up the dialogue right together. Here. I'm right here. I don't want this on record.
Putting up the episode, he carries the heavy burden that putting the show together, putting it up, all that kind of stuff. He does all that hard work.
Went too far and I hit the Minister for Health in Belgium.
See, he's drunk with power. No,
I said, can I entice you to download Apex Legends for tonight to try? You said, as a topic? I said, yeah, I thought we might mix it up. Play first and maybe chat about it and the Battle Royale format as a whole. You said, okay, I'll download it. There's no coercion there.
The fact that I'll get my lawyer to look at that. No.
I gave you an out. I said, given it's free, but don't want to assume as you run your hard disk space tight like I do. So I gave you an out.
You gave me an out, but then, like I said, your burden of running everything, I gave you the, you know what? I said, he suffers. I must suffer. I suffered maybe way too much. But the main reasons I dislike this, the main reason, like the fact that it is Titanfall based, great.
Yeah.
I don't like the comedic kind of cartoony, comic booky, whatever kind of aspect to it. It reminds me of Borderlands. I don't like Borderlands.
I don't like
that aspect. It reminds me too much of Borderlands. I don't see a world torn apart by civil war with giant. Okay, I see these structures that would look great when you got a Titan running through with this giant mechanical shotgun, just blowing things away pulling a nuke, pulling a core, and send that sucker nuclear in a confined space and killing other players.
Yeah,
that would be great. I'd love that. I'd love that immensely, because it'd be just another Titanfall game. It'd be like Titanfall 3 or whatever, equivalent thereof, Titanfall 2.5. But it's not. It's, and you don't even get that really cool from Titanfall 2 where I could put my robot on like guard dog mode. And I can go out and battle. I got my grappling hook because I can swing like Spider-Man. I can run across walls, pull up my pistol. You know, nope.
I do got to admit, I spent probably the first 20 matches I played in this game still jumping in the air expecting to grapple somewhere.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. Titanfall 2, this is like stripped down Titanfall 2, but with also the fun stripped away as well. to me, that's how it reminded me.
Well, the fun comes in other things. One thing I've grown tired of a little bit in Overwatch is that you play and you die and you just come back and you die and you just come back and your ultimate charge builds up and you know.
I don't see a cure for that being up. You die and because your allies are either too scattered apart, they got picked off too. Well, you're dead. Just go leave this game and go to another. That doesn't seem like a trade.
When it's worked well, when all three parties' members are sticking together. And you're on the hunt together or on the run together. And that's not to discredit you. That's to discredit every single person we played with who went off and played Lone Wolf or just died straight away. I don't know. I've just felt more of a rush, more of a thrill because of that insta-death, that permadeath that comes with it. There are the ability to resuscitate your team member, but once you're gone, you're gone. And given that there's 64 players at the start and it narrows down to just six, you know, two, three-man teams, it could be even lower. It could just be one versus one by the end of it. That's why they have the ring circling ever closer. Otherwise, you know, it's like two pieces alone on a chessboard. You can never catch each other if you play it right. So,
I get all that. Because that's how all of them are. Every single one of them are like that. That is the thing. These games, Fortnite, cartoony, cel-shaded look, whatever. Oh, they got Marvel things. They got Thanos. It could be Thanos, whatever. Just, oh, hell with that.
Thanos doing the floss dance immediately makes Fortnite a thing I'll never play.
Yeah, and then you got PUBG, which is, I think it's like Arma 3 mod with, it's like, oh, it's set in basically some kind of Soviet village or whatever. Okay.
Well, isn't it also created and run by a right-wing Chinese party?
No. That is Fortnite. That's Epic.
Oh, that's Epic is it? Okay.
Tencent, the company Tencent, they put out, they've gotten into video games and movies and everything like that. Apparently, they also like to put supposedly spyware into games and stuff like that. And like, hey, who knows? You know, allegedly.
They're all doing that.
But then, you know, all of them are the same. And, you know, this really is no different, except it's in a universe that I quite enjoy. And I'm disappointed in the fact that it doesn't feel like that universe. It's so like just touches.
Why is it so popular?
Because people have addictive personalities like you. That right there. See, you proven the point. Like, oh, you know, that thrill of being alive. And then if I worry about my life being taken from me. It's like, next thing I'd expect is like you hit somebody up on like Craigslist or something. I want you to try stalking me in the streets on the way to work. You know, like that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, like you need to wear some kind of mask and have some kind of blade instrument. And you know, like there's a video, and it was some black guy. He's like basically, you know, chases after people. Or maybe like, you know, like there's like, oh, it gives you, like, you know, like, you know, oh, grab your kid. We're going to kidnap your kid. You got to keep up, you know, like chase after the guy kidnapping your kid. It's like, we take things the most precious from you, or we'll chase after you with a knife, or what you're afraid of. Like, you're afraid of clowns. There's a clown coming after you. You got to outrun it, you know, stuff like that. And it was, you know, that this kind of service. And it's like this, that thrill of being, making feel alive. Being as near death as I have been in my life, I'm good. I know what that feels like. I don't need that in a game. This is like, I have enough gray hairs already. I'm not even 40, and I got more gray hairs than I lost my hair and losing my hair. Not in clumps, thank God.
You don't think it's got nothing to do with the fact that there's nothing else out there to play? I mean, what were the most recent multiplayer games that we've had?
Your satanic Minecraft server.
Well, I was going to get onto that. I was going to say that Minecraft, a game that's 10 years old, I'm still enjoying. I'm still having a lot of fun on. And you are too.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
I've seen you on there plenty the past week.
I was treating it as keep myself getting burned out on the comic I'm working on. And then I didn't, like, take a break from the comic. I would be burned out to the point of, okay, build something here, do work on the comic. Build something here, work on the comic. And these little simple tasks like, okay, I don't know, basically building a Stargate site alpha at the other side of the world, you know, 2,000 blocks away, that's on an island that looks nothing like, surrounded by terracotta and red sand, yeah, out in the middle of nowhere, giant mushroom islands. And it's this, the me and my brother, and my brother builds a gate 300 blocks into the nether, basically into hell. He found out the hard way. Apparently, I should have told you, hey, dude, try this. I should have pranked Antonio, but he probably knows more.
I know what you're saying because I did it to my cousin.
Try to sleep in hell.
Oh, no, I didn't do that, no.
You take a bed, you put it in the nether, which is the equivalent of their version of hell. You put it in the nether because there's a ghost, and there's zombie pigmen, and there's flame blocks, everything like that. There's gas, these giant blocky ghost things. My brother had a bed. He slept in bed in hell. Everything exploded. It took out his entire base. It destroyed his gate. Destroyed the nether gate.
Yep.
Like, it was like Stargate kind of stuff. I was like, what in the hell happened? Apparently, if you try sleeping in hell, it's like the game's like, nope. So he had a theory: if you place a block, because of the beds, mostly it's wool and it's wood.
Yeah,
he's like, okay, if I place a block of wood, the block of wood will explode. So he placed it, and he ran. Nothing happens.
No, I've done that. Yeah.
But to see that happen, I saw the aftermath. So he built another gate 300 blocks away inside the Nether.
Yeah.
Well, that 300 blocks equated to 2,000.
Exactly. I was going to say that.
But the thing about it is the gate on the other end didn't leave him like on the ground. It left him like 15 blocks in the air. So basically the Stargate opened up, you know, in midair. So he had to build his way up and this and that, whatever. So we're on this, I got this little island. So I built he built underground bunker. And so outside his underground bunker, I was like, hey, wait, how deep is that thing? I went and smelted glass. And so he walks out of his little underground bunker. First thing he sees is nothing but like this, like 3 or 4 block high glass wall where you can see all those ocean creatures, squids, the fish swim by. It's like living in an aquarium. And it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. But it's like, there's a sense of accomplishment with that. Though the days are only like 15, 20 minutes long, and I'm like, damn it, darkness is falling. I got to worry about critters coming out and destroying my stuff and attacking me. And I'm like accidentally shooting a crossbow into glass and like flooding it out.
So, answer me this. How can we still be playing and having fun with a game that is 10 years old last week, being Minecraft, when a game that's 6 months old, or let's be more generous, 12 months old, like Battlefront 2, doesn't have any players?
Well, I think the main reason is the simplicity of it. Also, the cost. Minecraft, if I'm not mistaken, it is cross-platform. You can play multiple.
Completely cross-platform. You know. I've got it on my mobile phone and my Xbox.
And it's something like you hand to a kid, and the kid could enjoy, an adult can enjoy. Cause like,
I play with my four-year-old.
There you go. And I never played with Legos because they were just too costly. Because Legos are expensive.
Especially once they bought licenses.
Yeah, it's like because they got to pay for those licenses somehow. I just wanted to build like little cars and buildings and stuff like that. Couldn't even do that because it's like whatever. But there's something there's that sense of, I think at the end of the day, like it's like playing in a sandbox.
Yeah,
and being able to build and create. I took a mountain and I hollowed out the mountain. Mm-hmm. The mountain's is like more like a tower, almost like a mesa. Mm-hmm. It was basically a mesa. I hollowed out the inside, built staircase, flattened off the top, put glass pillars probably like 20 blocks high, then built on top of that, then built a staircase that juts off into the sky, and then built a throne room. So it kind of resembles Dracula's castle from the Castlevania series.
Sure.
And I built a throne out of red wool and stone, and it's standing in front of a glass, and I screwed up. Because if I'd had it facing the other way, so when the sun would set, you would see the sun would be setting behind the throne, which would be beautiful. But when the sun would rise, I screwed it up because I built a across into the wall as well, out of glass. So when the sun would rise, see the glass, like, so the sun would shine through the cross onto the floor.
Yeah.
Which is like, I'm like, Dracula doesn't fear sun or the cross. It doesn't matter. It's like, it's more like, haha, you taunt me. But it's craziness. Beautiful. Took me God knows how many hours or how many, I think it took me like a day to do, but whatever. It was worth it. It was like multiple sessions throughout the day to actually say, like, that looks great. Yeah. You know, playing stuff out and everything. Where, for example, Apex Legends. Oh, I'm leveling up. What am I leveling up to? Isn't like, okay, we're, oh, I level this gun up so I'm able to reload it faster.
No, it's all purely cosmetic. You know, all the level ups are cosmetic.
Exactly. So, like, there's no real sense of accomplishment. Wow, I survived for an extra minute. Oh, I did some more damage. I might have killed another person. Wow. But Minecraft, I could just go in there. I can, spawn in, finish the little safety trench I'm digging.
Yeah.
That prevents things from coming in. I could do a lot of things. Sky's the limit.
You're preaching to the choir. For the past month, I've been working on an elevator up to a structure I built up in the clouds, which I just finished last night.
And then I didn't get the heads up, the memo to get off the elevator at the top, because it's hard to tell where you are because it's like zigzags you back and forth. And then fall all the way back down because the elevator cuts off on you. So it's, imagine like this. Imagine if you're being ping-ponged around, and then it's like, okay, you're being ping-ponged around. You need to jump off at this right moment. And then nobody tells you when the right moment is, and then you fall. That's basically what happened to me. So it's like Larry broke his legs all the way down, screaming.
Well, now it's so high that it's insta death if you fall off.
Put some water down there.
I did.
Oh yeah, you still have to guide yourself down.
You just got to fall down and to the left.
the Kennedy special, but. There's something fun. To me, that's fun.
Yeah.
Minecraft is fun. Sometimes a little too much fun. It's such a time sink, like, oh my God, I've spent 3 hours on this already kind of thing. And it's just like, you know, unwinding. You know, it's really good at unwinding for the most part.
Well, I love the redstone stuff you can build. It's back to basic electronics for me.
Oh yeah, building the little
switches and power circuits items. And diagrams. It's all exactly like just beginner electronic stuff I used to do as a kid with, you know, breadboard circuits and whatnot. So it's
I had an occurrence where I was trying to. I still, YouTube isn't any help. Google hasn't been any help. Nobody's, Reddit hasn't even been help. I'm like looking anywhere for help, trying to build maps outside my area. And then the map I had the entire map, that first map you get, which is like the area is very, very big for those that don't know. So I had that first area completely. I went intentionally to all four corners and filled out that map in.
Yeah.
Until I accidentally, in my idiocy, basically erased that map and had to start over from scratch. So all that effort for whatever is done. So I said, okay, I'm going to head north, and I'm going to get outside the map barrier and try to follow the rules. Oh, build a locator map and build this, that, whatever, to have a new area map.
Yeah.
So I go and do that. I'm like, hey, what's that in the distance? So I walk and walk some more. I carry a crafting table and a bed and pickaxe and all this weapons on me as well. Smart. Crossbow and a sword. That's a smart thing, dude. My food, and I got my armor on. I'm like, what's that? I'm like, let's go watchtower. Huh. I gotta go in there and take it. And it turns out to be pillagers who are extremely hostile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About maybe like a dozen of them. So I go up and kill the daimyo. He's got the little flag on his back.
Oh,
like
you started a raid.
The raiders. I attacked the raiders' place, so I killed. But in doing so, I basically marked myself.
Yeah. So next time you go into a village, you'll start a raid.
That's what happened.
Ah.
I did, and And it's like, what's going on, Raid? I'm like, oh no, they think I know none of the mythology. I was like, oh no, they think I'm raiding the village. I book it. But thankfully, the village had like two iron golems, which just walk around, and they took them out.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I got some kind of achievement for that. I still feel like a cad.
Did you get the idol?
There, you mean the banner?
No, there's like an immunity idol that you get if you kill the head raider, the last guy in the last wave.
For a while. Yeah, it lasts for a while. But it was, I mean, stuff like that's kind of fun. Almost falling to your death. You stop, like, wait a second. Oh, no, no. You look down, and it's like a 500-foot fall to a lava or rocks or whatever. I was like, and it's like, you get down to the bottom, like, how am I going to get up to the top? Dig enough dirt, dig enough blocks, and just stack them up and get out of there.
Well, I've heard it's enough, Larry. It's like, I'm going to cut you short.
Yes.
I think the moral of the story is Apex bad, Minecraft good. Do you want to go play some Minecraft?
Minecraft it is. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Larry King Undead.
Or at Antonio Cicciolo for myself. Email us podcast@antkingfrequency.com, and we'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Ant King Frequency is copyright 2019 by White Tiger Graphics.